hey there, welcome to the Mostly Unstructured Podcast. Mostly Unstructured Podcast.
Yes. Yeah,
presented by Keymark.
Yes, an appropriate name.
The appropriate name, yes. What at Keymark, we help you structure your unstructured.
Exactly.
But maybe just not our conversations.
Precisely.
So we thought about calling this the two bald guys in matching
hey,
quarter zips.
This there, dude.
Podcast.
Yeah.
It's a long name.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we did call each other on this quarter zips.
That's
yeah.
a lie. That's yeah. not true.
No,
not, that's not true.
No.
That's actually is serendipitous that we actually ended up in the same.
Thank God we didn't have matching pants.
Quarter zip. That's true. Anyways, well, let's get started.
Sure.
I'm Clay Tootin, the CMO here at Keymark.
And I'm Ed McQuiston, the CEO at Keymark.
That's right. And ready to get this thing rolling?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. So really, the most unstructured podcast, and the reason we're doing this, Ed, as you know, it's just fluid conversations. Absolutely. And I think that's what we want to invite people into that are listening or watching in a conversation, you know. And shameless plug right out the gate. Keymarking.com, KYMARC, you can spell ISC.
That's good marketing, right?
Yeah. It was a little song, like the Mickey Mouse song.
Yeah. I'd like to hear you sing it.
Okay. But yeah, reach out to us there. You can go to phone number, call us, drop us a line. That's an old school way of saying talk to us.
Do people do that?
I don't think they do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that little thing. Yeah. But yeah, seriously, reach out to us via email or phone. If you got questions, a lot of times, you know, we're just going to be kind of flowing, free flowing this. And if people have questions or don't get a question answered, we'd love to chat with anybody and everybody.
Absolutely.
In fact, if you've even done a really bad IDP integration and you need somebody's shoulder to cry on,
right?
Plenty of quarter zips. We had his wife us on.
Exactly.
So we got lots of Kleenex if you just need to boo-hoo about a bad implementation. We're here for that, too.
They're out there.
Yeah, they are out there. And that's really what we kind of want to talk about today is because it's a bit of a wild, wild west, right?
It is.
Yeah. So that's just the invitation, right, to engage with us. We're going to talk today just about IDP and specifically around selecting a vendor and doing your due diligence when you go to find a vendor.
Absolutely.
It's insane to think that 80% of data in an organization is unstructured. You
right.
talk about that. It's a lot.
Yep.
That means that you're making decisions, millions of dollar decisions on 20% of data that you have, and you have no intel into the rest of it.
Yeah.
Which is why intelligent document processing is so important. So when you start out, there's a lot of vendors out there to choose from.
Too many.
Before I go any further, I do want to say that for those who aren't familiar with IDP, which is intelligent document processing,
right.
we've done quite a few podcasts and stuff
before.
Blogs.
Yep. Yep.
And video series on capture. You guys did one for the zoo.
We did.
Last time.
We did.
No rhinos in here.
In front of the rhinoceros exhibit, which that was first.
Yeah. And no monkeys.
Right.
Well, Colin's not a monkey.
No.
Implying that Colin's not a monkey or anything. But yeah, this is upgrade here.
Well, I've seen you do a pretty good monkey imitation.
Though. That's true. We will not do that. Right. Do that or, no, not at all. We're not doing that today. The orangutan.
Like to see it.
Yeah. So we just want to bring people kind of at a foundation to IDP is really intelligent document processing, which is AI power capture, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And a new iteration of OCR and machine learning.
Yeah.
The core difference is around the unstructured data. So let's list some of those. What are some unstructured pieces of content?
Sure. You got, everything from, scanned in documents, which was historically how that capture industry got started. Today, though, I think, maybe one thing that's misunderstood is that most of the documents that we talk about in the intelligent document processing world actually start digitally. It's PDFs, it's emails, it's office documents, it's, all kinds of, you're starting to see people, use AI to get information from pictures.
And videos.
Exactly. And the interesting thing is, I want to go back to the stat that you shared earlier, 80% of the information in an organization is unstructured, but the statistics say that the corporate spend is 60% on the structured data. So people are spending the preponderance of their dollars on structured data.
Especially by on the 20%.
That's exactly correct. And now, I think that, you know, to the points that we're going to talk about, there is some defensibility in that because until recently in recent innovations in IDP, it was really difficult to make sense of that unstructured 80%.
Right.
That has changed dramatically, which obviously we're going to
kind of and the speed and accuracy on that. And prior to that, you had structured data. For those that don't know what that is, might be like a tax form would be a good example of that, right?
Sure. Well, even you know that 60% is really spent on discrete data, so things that are in their ERP system or in your HRMS system, you know, things that are starting out as data in your databases, et cetera. And really, even the example you used would fall into the unstructured definition. And okay. So this this spend, we've seen in recent years, people starting to look at, okay, I've got all this stratified structured data in my, ERP and my CRM and my, well, how do I look at the customer through one lens? And so you've seen the, growth and proliferation of the big data warehouses, the data lakes, the Snowflakes, the Databricks, the Microsoft Fabrics, that's, all of this discrete data. And now the question is, okay, I want that view of a customer, for example, I've got all the discrete data, but how much data do I additionally have that is in this unstructured area? And how do we round out a single pane of glass into what this customer looks like? And IDP, I've been referring to as a kind of a keystone technology to harvest that unstructured information.
And most people, unfortunately, we run into, I need to give me some of the AI. Like everybody's got it. We joke about that a lot. Everybody's like, I need some AI. And the first line of thought is generative. The start of generative AI, whether it's your chaps or your perplexities or somehow integrating, getting buy-in through Copilot and Microsoft, et cetera. That's oftentimes not where you're going to find your return investment. And so there's around, I think the stat is 66% of organizations who have implemented IDP have failed. I mean, like two out of three are failing.
Right.
And so why is that? Well, we think it's two reasons, right? One is typically around you chose the wrong document or wrong problem to solve.
Right.
And then you chose the wrong vendor.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to talk about today. So let's start with where is that happening? Where are people tripping up? I mean, we and I bemoan the fact of good marketers and sales coming with these awesome demos and really fancy slide decks.
Yeah, it's really true. I mean, we joke about it. You know, I spent a long time in my career in sales. You've been in marketing. I've been joking that, the demos these days that are being given out there starts with, something along the lines of you can't spell magic without AI. And, the reality is that, first of all, if you see a bad demo, that salesperson should find another line
of
work.
That's an easy decision.
But, what's happened in the IDP world is it has unlocked, I've heard it sort of, hyperbolically referred to as the Holy Grail, because capture in the past, now, this IDP moniker was somewhat narrow in terms of what the real capabilities were. It was great at invoice processing. It was great at things like transcript processing in higher ed. It was great at these kind of, key repeatable solutions that you would find, from place to place. What it did not necessarily handle well was the stuff that it hadn't seen before, that didn't have enough volume from a monthly basis to justify the spend on a solution like that. And it just was very difficult for core capture products to be able to work with. What's happened now is IDP's advanced to where the capabilities are so good that you can literally hand it things it's never seen before, and it'll go, that's a tax document or that's an application, and that is exactly where in some ways these failed projects go to die, because I mean, who wouldn't love that in a demo?
And you're talking really about classification, separation, extraction.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So, you know, a good vendor is going to say, well, why don't you give me some samples?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And they're going to take them live and they're going to import them.
Right.
And it's going to work great.
Right.
Right. And that's a good thing where I think things have maybe gone sideways a bit in, you know, the current state is there's so much downward pressure in organizations to get me some of that AI.
Right.
Right. There's, I shared a cartoon around that I had found, you know, with you guys that was, you know, something along the lines of the CEO screaming, you know, we have to get an AI.
Yeah.
And, you know, the employee is saying, to do what? And the CEO says, I don't know. And the employees say, when? And he says, now.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's really what's happening out there.
And spending money just to say that you have it's not a very good idea.
And what I think we've seen is organizations sort of throw out their due diligence mm-hmm. that, you know, I mean, sourcing is an area where it's become much more strategic in organizations to really apply rigor to, you know, identifying the right solution to a problem. And it's, you know, it's almost become this race. Well, my competitor's got AI. I have to have AI.
Right.
And I'm going to define AI in today's discussion as, you know, using IDP as part of it. And so, boy, we gave it documents it never saw before. It recognized them. Yeah. That must be the thing.
Yeah.
And let's go.
It would be great if you just had a handful of options. But there's over 450
exactly.
identified, at least,
exactly.
IDP options, we'll call it options, and that's right. not necessarily vendors, it'd just be a tool in somebody's right. toolkit. That's insane. Like, how do you pick that out, and why is that? Well, I think we've talked about this and would agree that the reason everybody went to California for the gold rush is because there was gold in them there, right? Well, that's what this data is. It's absolute gold, and that's what everybody recognizes it. Where there's smoke, there's fire, and that should tell you something. There's that many people doing it means it's legitimate, and you should pay attention to that. So how do you go pick that,
yep.
that vendor? What other mistakes have you seen just kind of sure. anecdotally that people have done to maybe pick the wrong person?
Well, I like your analogy of the gold, and I want to start there.
Okay.
Because, you know, having worked in this industry for a very long time, and I look just at our customers, mm-hmm. right? So we've got customers that have been, you know, using these, you know, content repositories, some of them for decades. You know, I met with a customer a few weeks ago who said, I've got 4 terabytes of information sitting in my content repository,
yeah.
right? What could I potentially harness from that? Well, that is the cold,
right? Yeah.
Because the thing about all this unstructured content is it's effectively opaque to the organization. I've got all these documents, but if I want to know what's in them, I have to literally open them and read them. So, you know, the idea that IDP can not only go in and identify documents by type, by classifying them and saying, I know this is a tax document versus an application, use my earlier, but based on knowing it's a tax document, it'll even be smart enough to say, I bet you'd like to have some of this information from the document.
Right.
And you go, yeah, you know what, I would love to get some of that information from the document. And so here you go. The challenge is that this technology, you know, I've been presenting a lot and speaking about the fact that it's only 2 weeks ago that ChatGPT hit its 3-year anniversary of
yeah.
being out in general release.
Correct.
Only 3 years ago.
3 years, yeah.
Right? These IDP technologies, as they've, you know, exploded in their evolution. And when I say evolution, I mean technological evolution is really the last 2.5 years. So what's happened to your point is, I have to just guess at this, but my guess is there were 20 to 25 legit IDP vendors 5 years ago. Now, to your point, there's 450.
Yeah.
Why? Of that 450, you have everything from platform vendors. So every customer's big platform vendors, whether it's Salesforce or whomever, is saying, I have IDP. And they do, right? To 3 guys in a garage, you know, with VC.
Yeah.
And they've got IDP.
Yeah, right.
And they all demo, and it looks great.
Yep.
And this is where, as a customer, I really, truly, I empathize with the customer because how do you tell? Well, you know, this one, it's demoed by my platform vendor, and it demoed good, so that must be the tool I should go with.
Yep.
What level of expertise do you think they have in implementing an IDP solution? Yeah. Do they have 20, 30 years of it? I'm going to guess not, since that the product's been around for 2 years. Well, why does that matter? Well, first of all, how much content do you plan to jam through it? You know, are you going to be putting millions of documents a year, millions of documents a month?
Yeah.
Is it going to perform to that level? And where is it going to read the documents? When I say where, what I'm asking is, is it going to do it on your premises? Is it going to do it in their private cloud?
Right.
Is it going to take it to their private cloud and then go query, open source solutions to be able to? And who owns the data chain associated with that? And what's your level of comfort from a security standpoint? How does it communicate between all those? Like, those have to be critical questions. And then from a performance standpoint, of course, every demo looks great because everything can handle a few documents at a time.
Yeah.
If I've got a mission critical thing and I want to convert, 4 terabytes over the next year, boy, it sure better be able to scale, right?
And then you got the security elements and the privacy, all of that that your IT team is going to be looking at.
Correct.
So where is it being pushed?
Correct.
Is it secure? And
right.
And then can I even get to it? What do I do with it? What about exceptions? What happens if it makes?
Well, and there's the key one, right?
Yeah.
So the idea of exceptions, and this is where I get a little bit, worked up, I guess, because we were in a demonstration scenario recently where we were competing with a couple of the, I'll just call it, newer vendors to that IDP marketplace, and they were. Publicly available tools. So we were able to download and sort of compare. Our job as an integrator is to use the best technologies we can find, not just to say, well, we like this one, so that's the right one. So, we went through evaluation. When we used it to read information, the same information, we were using a separate tool for, it had no native exception handling. So if it couldn't read something, it just put a null in the data. Well, for those less technological, it's basically, it's just leaving a blank space, right? And so is that okay? You just wanted to go through like that? One of the things that we believe in is the idea of the human in the loop component of IDP. That at some point, we all have to acknowledge that technology is imperfect. And it will have questions. It'll say, I think this is this, but I want you to validate. I think it's this type of document, Clay. Can you validate that it is? I think it's this word. Is that correct? Well, why is that so important? And you started to touch on it. At some point, when IDP is done, it's creating a data stream, right? So first of all, you want to make sure your IDP product is creating a consumable data stream by as many products as possible out there. So you want that data to be able to integrate seamlessly to your data lake, to your application systems, et cetera. So something like JSON or XML or those kinds of things. But most importantly, if you're planning to do, going back to your comment about Gen AI, let's say that, I read this document and I create this data and I push it down into my data lake. And then we create a Gen AI front end for our customers.
You want to interrogate it with the Gen AI.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So, the customer comes and asks this question and we didn't use an IDP product that has a human in the loop exception handling. And it was just wrong. Just read it wrong.
Yeah.
Right. Now it's in our data lake.
And it's going to hold.
Now it's going to get picked up by that agentic question, and we've just handed out a hallucination or a lie.
All right, well, this is good stuff. Let's take a breather and go to a break.
That's good.
Yeah, so those hallucinations make their way into your data because you didn't have anybody dealing with the exception.
Exactly.
That human in the loop
is
so important because AI is not a toddler. It's smart, but it only gets smarter like humans get smarter. It has to be told what is correct.
Right.
If I told you something that I thought was right, but it wasn't, and you went and spread that around, that's a human version of hallucination. I just told you what I thought. Unfortunately, that's where we get a lot of our news these days.
Fair. Yeah, well, and I think that, one of the things probably worth touching on is, so So why is it so much better, right? Why is IDP so much better than what it was? And, you know, where AI has really changed the narrative around IDP and its capabilities is the concept of LLMs. So, you know, historically, one of the reasons that the set of documents that could be captured by IDP was more narrowed was it was just truly using OCR, right? So it's reading a word, and let's say, you know, the text it's going to read, we have to allow for alphanumeric. Well, then you get into, is this a 1? Is it an I? Is it an L? You know, those kinds of scenarios. Well, then you got into the world of, you know, machine learning and NLP, natural language processing, and that got significantly better. Well, now, when you start talking about the use of LLMs, you start introducing the idea of reading something the way a human would read it, right? There's no reason that there would be a number one in the word learn. And so we're no longer sort of victim of the OCR engine being unclear. It's going to use logic, you know, based on an LLM. So you know, there's, I think, this predisposition by some vendors to jump to, well, it's so good, you know, we don't need the human in the loop. Well, that's just flat out wrong.
Right.
The thing that's interesting is that, you know, there's a reason why 450 vendors were able to just suddenly appear. Yeah. And that's because most of them are putting their own shiny front end on the same, you know, back end, either open source or proprietary tools out there. You know, the analogy I've been using is we all go out, we buy our, you know, our LED TV, and one says Vizio and one says Samsung and one says something else. You know, if you pulled it open, you're going to find about 95% of the componentry, you know, is the same. Well, that is the case with a lot of what's being built out there.
But you don't know what it is. Like, that's the thing.
The average person knowing that is not, they're
not going to know that. When they're trying to discern, well, what's real and what's, you know,
exactly
red herring.
Well, and that's where I think, you know, our job, you know, at Keymark as an integrator is really to help a customer, you know, break these things apart. You know, it's not necessarily with in mind, you know, who's the best. It's really with in mind, what's your use case? What are you trying to accomplish? Yeah. What's your volume? What's your end goal? Is it for analytics? Is it to feed agentic? Is it, you know, are you just trying to capture information to get into core line of business systems? What's your turnaround times? Like, all these questions that you have to ask on the front end that, you know, change, well, what's, you know, what's the ROI that I'm looking for? You know, is that tangible in terms of the number of people involved? Is it more intangible in a customer experience because I want to launch an agentic solution? And then we start to back up to, so what is the right tool for the job? And that's where, you know, in my opinion, this sort of irresponsibility of the whiz bang demo, do you want it? Well, you know, kind of gets you off the rails.
And I'm going to say something very heretical for a marketer.
Yeah.
That, unfortunately, one of the biggest challenges, what we're talking about in IDP selection, is believing the marketing before understanding the model.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, like, don't discount a good demo.
Right.
But that's ask more questions.
Ask more questions.
So our goal is to help people find the right vendor. And we believe we are the right vendor for a lot of that. But we aren't always the right vendor.
Well, and that's,
I know that may be surprising to somebody here, you know, like, this isn't just about, it's all about Keymark. We're the ones, you got to come to us. We've oftentimes pointed customers in a different direction just because we believed we weren't really the best fit for what they really needed because we were listening to
it. Well, even in this scenario where, you know, we may not be providing a product, but, you know, we've got just a tremendous amount of expertise in our staff and insight.
30 years.
And the ability to consult on that. I mean, the roots of the company, 30 years, was, you know, in this space. Yeah. And it's had a lot of different names over the years, but the core concepts remain, you know, very similar. And so that ability to help somebody discern, you know, something that's going to meet their particular use case. When you mentioned the 66% that fail, some of them are just, it's a bad use case. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's not necessarily, you know, driven by the technology's shortcomings. It's that you matched it wrong.
I have to say, too, I think people don't ask the right questions. So if you go to meet with a vendor and they're only speaking at you, and they're not asking you questions.
That's right.
That is a huge flag.
That's right.
A good vendor is going to come in and start asking you questions. So we put together a little tool.
Nice.
All right. Nice. It's free. You can go to...
I like how you did the segue, too.
Yes, that's classic.
Really impressive.
I practiced that.
Yeah, nice work.
Mostly unstructured.
Okay, yes.
A little bit of structure there. Yeah, so we created this tool. Our team put it together. It's a simple PDF. If you're watching, it looks like this. You can go download it, print it off, use the digital version of it. And what it's going to do is give you the questions that you need to ask. By the way, you can get that at keymarkinc.com/tools. T-O-O-L-S. And you can download it, and we're not going to take your information, marketers, right? Nope, we're not doing that. It's free to you to use. And it helps you define, the processes that you're wanting to improve with IDP. You can define that. You can grade it. And it's really cool. It's got a nice little checklist on it, easy to use. And I thought, as we kind of wrap things up here, we've already covered several of the criterion that are on here that are going to help people make a good decision. Like, can it handle my most used documents? We touched on that. We talked about the speed, how fast it can move. Does it allow you to address the errors or exceptions?
Yep.
And then is the IDP even learning from those exceptions?
That's right.
It doesn't always necessarily learn well.
Yeah. As opposed to making the same exception.
So then we talked about the human in the loop. You talked about deployment. This is a big deal with a lot of people.
This is critical.
Yeah.
We operate in heavily regulated industries, right? Mm-hmm. Our customer base is primarily government, mm-hmm. financial, mm-hmm. insurance, healthcare. Where that data lives matters mm-hmm. a lot.
Right.
And so that deployment is critical.
And then being able to audit that.
That's right.
How do you do that? And there's so many good things here, but I do want to close on two items. One is integration. So one of the questions on here it asks is, does it support the necessary output formats to integrate results into your apps and your databases?
Right.
So that is a part of the process. Like, you can look at that beautiful demo, but if it is not going to fit into your ecosystem, you waste your time.
Well, particularly understanding that, and I like the word you used, ecosystem. I talk about that a lot, that, when you go into an organization, that ecosystem is typically, dozens and dozens, if not more, of, different application types. And, once you start finding benefit with IDP, that first use case, you're going to find more. And so, the key there is that although you may look and go, okay, well, it integrates with this application for this one use case, the question you need to ask is, what else can it integrate with it? What is that format? Because as you find, success with the technology, you might find, now I need to integrate it here.
Right.
And you don't want to be boxed in.
That's right. And one thing that we haven't talked about yet that I just want to hit on really briefly is, don't try to boil the ocean. Like, go find a very easy to solve problem and do that first. You don't learn to juggle with four balls in your hand the first time. You start with one and then you add two.
Right.
Start with something that's easily identifiable, easily addressable, and then get that momentum moving.
That's exactly
and then
right.
finally, just I think this is so critical when you're choosing a vendor. And it's the last question on our tool. Does a vendor have a clear vision for the future with a product roadmap? Are they just coming in to give you gas for your car, or are they helping you determine where you want to go?
And I think this is, this is a really key point, because, a lot of companies are popping up. We talked about, particularly the VC funded startups, that are getting into this.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they getting into this? Because they want to grow it to a point and sell it.
Yeah.
Right. And so what that, what's that going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
And, this is where I think the expertise, viability, the length and tenure of experience in this industry, it should matter. Right? I mean, it should be a critical. And one thing I want to say, because I think we've talked a lot about, and rightly, about making responsible choices, doing the right due diligence, because there have been, so many that haven't gone right. But, make no mistake that the power in this tool is a seismic change from where it's been. What people can do with IDP today, that the challenges they can tackle, at massive volumes of, you know, conversion of unstructured data is so incredibly powerful. But to your point, you know, the idea of start small, right? Prove it out, get your win, and then start layering on, I think is so critical and enhanced by make the right choice first by doing these, you know, going through a process like this at keymark.com/jewels and, you know, really asking the right questions.
Well, that's where it really began, is asking
that's right.
the questions. This is why we provided that tool, and we do hope for it. That it's helpful for people, and hope we're the vendor of choice. If not, you know, we're apt to point you in the right direction. So we've covered a lot of ground. We could talk for probably another hour and a half about this 100%. Stuff. So this is cool, man. I enjoyed it.
I appreciate it. This was fun, and I think you and I lived up to the name of the podcast.
Mostly unstructured.
Pretty well, mostly unstructured.
Yeah. So thanks for hanging out, and for those watching or listening, thanks for joining us on the Mostly Unstructured podcast. If you heard something brilliant, well, just assume we planned it. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.